This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Hamas freed more hostages Wednesday in exchange for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel as mediators raced to broker another extension to a Gaza truce hours before it was due to expire. The cessation of hostilities is scheduled to end early Thursday after a six-day halt in a conflict sparked by deadly Hamas attacks that prompted a devastating Israeli military offensive in the Gaza Strip. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is due to make his third wartime visit to the Middle East. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned Wednesday of a dangerous spike in attacks on Jews since the October 7th massacre by Hamas in Israel, urging Americans not to allow defense of Palestinian rights to creep into anti-Semitism.
Vitriol against Israel in the wake of October 7th is all too often crossing a line into brazen and widespread anti-Semitism.
U.S. prosecutors announced murder-for-hire charges against an Indian man for an assassination attempt in New York City. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the hit was supposed to be on a U.S. citizen originally from India.
The charges against Nikhil Gupta were unsealed Wednesday in Manhattan federal court. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District says Gupta tried to hire someone to assassinate Sikh separatist leader Gurpat Wan Singh Panoon here on U.S. soil. He advocates for an independent state within India and is considered a terrorist by the government there. The DEA says it foiled the plot when a foreign government employee recruited an international narcotics trafficker to commit murder in the U.S. India is investigating after U.S. authorities questioned what it knew in advance.